This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien. An attempt to strip a bonding provision from a new forest management bill failed yesterday on Capitol Hill. The bill, co-authored by Montana Republican Congressman Ryan Zinke, would require people who aren't part of a collaborative timber project to post a bond before they could sue over the project. If they lose, they'd be required to pay the federal government's legal tab. Colorado Democrat Jared Polis tried to amend that bonding requirement out of the bill. Polis told the House Natural Resources Committee that it robs people of the right to challenge illegal or improper projects.
My amendment favors not only local management and input, but really essential American values regarding equal access to speech and justice.
Zinke's forest reform bill this week was folded into a larger congressional forestry package. He says the bonding proposal doesn't shortchange any environmental regulations and only encourages collaboration.
First of all, it doesn't prevent anything. Anyone can sue. You just can't have the government pay for it.
The committee agreed with Zinke and defeated the Polis amendment on a 16-22 vote. The full measure advanced out of committee. A floor vote is expected sometime after the July 4th holiday. Lobbyists spent at least $5.8 million to influence Montana lawmakers and the issues they discussed this year. Preliminary data from the Commissioner of Political Practices shows lobbying spending in 2015 remained at about the same level as it was over the last 8 years, though some individual firms stepped up their soliciting game. The Montana Association of Realtors topped the list, spending $237,000, the most ever recorded by a single entity lobbying the legislature, and $100,000 more than it spent in 2013. Realtors President Ryan Swinney says the American Association of Realtors chipped in $50,000 to help the Montana chapter oppose a new law that will disclose home prices. Police in Missoula are looking for the driver of a small gray car that hit an 8-year-old boy while he was riding his bike. Officers say the collision happened yesterday morning at a city intersection. Police say the 2-door passenger car hit the boy and then drove away. The boy did not suffer any serious injuries. The Montana Supreme Court says a former disaster and emergency services spokeswoman waited too long to sue over claims that her job was eliminated because she spoke against sexual favoritism at work. Monique Lay was fired in 2012 in a DES restructuring. Her allegations fall under the Montana Human Rights Act, and Lay did not file her claim within the 90 days required by the act. Authorities in Washington state have arrested a man they say kidnapped his girlfriend in Montana and led police on a high-speed chase after she escaped and called for help. Sheriff's deputies say 35-year-old Joseph Crowell was taken into custody after he fled from deputies and rammed two patrol cars head-on. The woman had been reported as a missing or endangered person out of Flathead County. A former Livingston and Billings West High School teacher and basketball coach who's accused of sexually exploiting children and distributing child porn is set to appear in court for a change of plea hearing. Scott James Nichols pleaded not guilty in August to a 23-count indictment. The Billings Gazette reports he's scheduled to appear in court again June 24th. Glacier National Park marked another attendance milestone yesterday morning as the 100 millionth visitor in park history drove through the west entrance. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The Jensen family, in their first visit to Glacier National Park, received a unique welcome as they entered the Apgar Visitor Center.
I'll just start. My name's Jeff Mao, the park superintendent. I don't know if you guys knew that when I came up to your car this morning.
Becky Jensen and her children, Pierce and Gretchen, are from Bakersfield, California, and vacationing in Whitefish. With the Going to the Sun Road now open on the west side, the Jensen family planned on driving up to Logan Pass.
We had heard that they had opened the road today, and so we thought, well, let's head up there and see what happens.
Glacier National Park welcomes its 100 millionth visitor 46 years after celebrating the 1 millionth visitor. With higher than average visitors this spring, the park is on pace to break the yearly attendance record set last year of 2.3 million. The park has been tracking attendance since 1911. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The governor has issued a directive that says graveside services at state veteran cemeteries will again be allowed upon request. Governor Steve Bullock announced the directive yesterday, broadening the scope of a newer policy that said graveside services would only be granted in special circumstances. He says when a Montana veteran is laid to rest, their loved ones should be near them throughout the ceremony, including graveside burial. New shelters were built about a year ago at veteran cemeteries in Helena and Missoula, replacing graveside services. Montana Veterans Affairs Division Administrator Joe Foster said previously replacing graveside services in this manner complied with National Cemetery Administration policy. He said the policy was put in place because of safety and liability concerns. Tribal wildlife biologists killed two female yearling grizzly bears from the St. Ignatius area Tuesday. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Biologists saw one of the yearlings chasing livestock. Similar reports have been noted around St. Regis. Jermaine White of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes says the decision to euthanize became clear when the young grizzlies were indifferent to human proximity.
When the bear biologists made attempts to haze them, they were unfazed. They've been very habituated by people.
White says this sort of thing is not unusual.
You know, unfortunately, we have had bears removed in the past. We encourage people to eliminate attractants.
Attractants would mean garbage, pet food, and birdseed. White recommends an electric fence to keep bears away from livestock. People with bear problems on the Flathead Reservation are encouraged to call Tribal Dispatch. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
More than 100 middle school students in Great Falls may have been exposed to a bat with rabies. The Great Falls Tribune reports up to 150 families will be notified of possible exposure after a student brought a bat to North Middle School Tuesday. Assistant Superintendent for Secondary Schools in Great Falls, Tom Moore, says a curious student brought the bat to a science teacher in a plastic bag. The teacher put it in a box and kept it in the classroom for the day, sending it home with the student to be released. Cascade City County Health Department officials got involved after another student posted a picture of it on social media. They were not able to recover the bat. The teachers involved could face disciplinary action. Thanks a lot for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.